Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving right in today, ready to uncover what's shaking up the world of finance.
Yeah, we're going to go deep on this one.
We are. And today we're taking a look at Ripple Labs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they've been making some big moves lately.
Have they?
Yeah, really interesting stuff. We've got this great article here breaking down some major developments, stuff that could really, you know, change how we think about money. It's that big.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm all ears. What's the big news?
All right, so first up, Ripple just got the green light to launch their stablecoin, RLUSD.
Hmm, stablecoin. Now, refresh my memory, what exactly is a stablecoin again?
So a stablecoin is a cryptocurrency, but it's designed to, like, stay stable. So it's usually pegged to something like the U.S. dollar.
Right, right. Okay, so like a digital dollar.
Exactly, yeah. And this is a pretty huge deal because they got approval from New York's financial regulators.
Oh, wow. New York. Okay. That's not easy to get.
Yeah, New York's like a financial hub, right?
Yeah.
So this gives Ripple a ton of legitimacy, opens up a huge market for them.
I see. So it's not just about the tech. It's about the, you know, the acceptance from the financial world.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And think about it. Imagine a digital dollar backed by Ripple that you can use to, like, pay for things anywhere in the world.
Yeah. That would be a game changer for, like, international payments and stuff.
Yeah. No more crazy fees, slow transactions, you know, the whole thing. But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's always more with crypto.
This is just the beginning. So XRP, that's Ripple's own cryptocurrency, it's been skyrocketing.
Has it really?
Like, seriously. Up over 200% in the past month. It's now the fifth largest cryptocurrency by market cap. Crazy, right?
Wow, 200%. That's it's quite a jump.
Yeah, and some analysts are saying it could hit $3 by the end of the year.
Ooh. $3. Well, it's at, what, like $2.25 or something right now?
Yeah, 2.255 to be exact. So it's definitely on an upward trajectory.
Okay, well, so what's driving this surge? Is it just hype or is there, you know, substance behind it?
Well, a lot of it has to do with investor confidence. The RLUSD approval definitely sparked a wave of optimism.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, if New York's backing them, it must mean something, right?
Yeah, plus they're making moves globally, too. Like, they're partnering with India for their digital rupee project.
Hmm, interesting.
And get this, Russia just gave XRP legal status.
Really? Wow, okay, so they're not just playing in the U.S. sandbox, they're going global.
Right, it's like they're building a global network.
It's like they're, I don't know, weaving a web, a financial web.
Financial web, I like that. And it really shows that, you know, governments and institutions are taking crypto seriously.
Yeah, it's not just a fringe thing anymore. It's becoming mainstream.
Right. And it looks like Ripple is right at the forefront of that shift. But the big question is, what happens next?
Yeah, what about this RLUSD launch? When's that happening?
It's supposed to launch this month, actually.
Ooh, this month. Okay, so that's coming up fast.
So what do we need to be watching for when that happens?
Well, for one thing, we need to see how quickly the major exchanges list RLUSD. You know, like, will Coinbase pick it up, Binance, those kinds of players.
Right, because if they don't adopt it, it'll be harder for people to actually use it.
Exactly. And then we want to see what kind of partnerships Ripple announces. You know, are they going to team up with big banks or payment processors?
Right, those partnerships could really make or break it.
It's all about adoption, you know. The more widely accepted it is, the more successful it'll be.
So it sounds like Ripple is set to make some serious waves in the financial world. For our listeners out there, what's the big takeaway from all of this?
I think the main thing is Ripple's not just some tech company. They're becoming a major force in finance. And this RLUSD, well, it could totally change how we think about money and transactions.
Yeah, I mean, think about the potential. Faster, cheaper, more secure payments all across the globe.
Right, and it's all happening so fast. Who knows what the next few months will bring?
Will RLUSD live up to the hype? Will it actually disrupt the financial system?
Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be a wild ride. So buckle up and keep your eyes on Ripple. This is just the beginning.
All right, everyone. That's our deep dive into Ripple Labs. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was a great discussion.
And be sure to tune in next time. We'll be back with another deep dive into the world of finance.
See you then.
Until then, keep exploring.
And stay curious.